Item 148.
Amend contract with Tetra Tech, Inc. for additional compensation to perform engineering during construction for the Oaks Bottom Culvert Replacement Project, number E08576, for $263,401.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, I have to note that in this council, we've had a couple of really wonderful and meaningful celebrations today. Maybe something about Valentine's Day took over in this chamber, but it had a different feeling, and we've had some really wonderful presentations, and I'm so honored today to be able to introduce this item because I think it's really important, and I think you're going to be really excited. Here's the background. The City of Portland and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are partnering for the Oaks Bottom Habitat Enhancement Project. This is a vitally important project for our river, as Oaks Bottom is the largest remaining natural area in the lower Willamette River floodplain. Interesting factoid. Today I'd like to invite Sean Bistoff, Capital Project Manager, and Caitlin Lovell, Watershed Division Manager from the Bureau of Environmental Services, to give us the good news. Caitlin?
Great. Thank you all. Good morning. My name is Caitlin Lovell. I manage the Science Division for the Bureau of Environmental Services, and joining me today is Sean Bistoff, the Project Manager. We are very excited to present and introduce this Oaks Bottom project to you, which is going to construction this summer. You may be familiar with Oaks Bottom. This is a picture of it. It sits below the Selwood Bluffs. There's a lot of seeps and springs that drain from those bluffs into the open reservoir, and then that open reservoir drains through a small channel under the Springwater Trail there and out to the Willamette River through a small culvert. The Willamette River here, this is Ross Island in the picture. The river flows north into downtown Portland. You can see the Springwater Trail cutting through the project area and then the Oaks Amusement Park. Further upstream is where we have Tryon Creek and Johnson Creek, two of our biggest salmon potential streams, entering into the Willamette River. What you might not be familiar with are some of the superlatives of Oaks Bottom. Just on February 10th, it celebrated its 30th anniversary as the city's first and to date only urban wildlife refuge. That designation led in 2004 to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designating it as a migratory bird treaty park. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, at 160 acres, it is the largest remaining intact floodplain wetland below Willamette Falls, and that's pretty critical for what we have planned. It is full of wildlife birds, notably a lot of duck species and shorebird species, as well as Portland's beloved blue heron. There is a pair of nesting bald eagles in the area. There are river otter, turtles, amphibians. This is a great place in the urban core. But it can be better. And so today, Sean is here to tell you about our project that we have to enhance Oaks Bottom.
Thanks, Caitlin. Good morning. My name is Sean Bistoff. I'm the Capital Project Manager for Environmental Services for this project. And as Caitlin mentioned, this is the largest remaining tidal wetland in the lower Willamette River, and the project will restore the tidal connection between river and wetland for roughly 75 acres of the wetland itself. It will also restore fish passage and wildlife passage to and from the river and wetland. The project is located about a quarter mile north of the Oaks Amusement Park, and it entails a replacement of a small concrete culvert. I will try to point to that on the cursor. Here, depicted by the pink line, that culvert will be replaced with a large box culvert, which is the brown shape just adjacent to the pink line. That new box culvert will be fish passable. And again, we'll restore that natural water exchange between the tidal fluctuation of the river and wetland. We're also removing a small water control structure, essentially a dam. It's in that circular inset. That dam is failing, and that once we remove that water control structure, it will allow us to improve about 2,000 linear feet of channel within the wetland. To do so, we do need to remove about 145 trees, but the good thing about that is those trees will be reused on the site in the wetland for large wood habitat structures. And within the impact area, we're revegetating with roughly 2,600 native trees and plants per acre. And an additional benefit of this project, I think everyone who's been out there knows that it's the Spring Water Trail is pretty high speed there. It's fairly narrow. We're installing a viewing platform and a trail bump out to give people the opportunity to pull aside from traffic and view the refuge in the river out of the main flow of traffic. Here's a cross-sectional view of both the berm and the culvert beneath the berm. The existing culvert's on the left in the pink. You can see it's a pretty small pipe. It's very deficient in terms of water exchange. The new culvert in center there, depicted there in center, is a 16 by 10 box culvert. It will allow free exchange of tidal flow. And I mentioned in the previous slide the trail bump out, which will be right above the culvert, about in the vicinity of where the illustration of the woman walking the dog is on the upper left. There will be a planned trail closure associated with this project, and that's during the regulatory and water work window from July 1st to October 31st. The summertime closure is unavoidable. That's the only time we can work in the water. And we looked at every design alternative to avoid the actual closure, and there's just no feasible or safe way to not close the trail. There would be a large open cut through the spring water berm during a good portion of the time. The good news is, with a new Sellwood Bridge completed, the Tilcombe Crossing, and a lot of great work that PBOT has done to local bikeways in the neighborhood, there are a lot of good alternatives, and the project involvement staff on the Oaks Bottom team is working with PBOT and Parks. The Corps of Engineers is involved in public involvement as well, and getting the word out that this closure is coming. It will be, alternatives will be well signed, and we will continue that work as we move closer to construction to make sure the word gets out.
Is it going to be closed the entire period,
July 1st to October 31st? Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
It's a we recognize, Dan, this is a significant inconvenience to people who use it. It's a mm-hmm. It's a summertime, and as the presentation makes clear, we looked at every other alternative. There are windows when you're allowed to do in-water work, as you know, and we're dealing with lots of partners, and this was the only time we could do it. And we deeply regret the inconvenience, but there's no workaround other than using other trails and right. other parts of our system.
Thank you. If I could just state the obvious, which is, first of all, I believe you when you say you've looked at every alternative because you know what this means. But I would encourage us to start noticing the trail at our earliest convenience to let people know that this is coming.
The signs have been ordered, so those will be going up. And they've already been out to the community, to the Neighborhood Association, and working with Bike Portland to issue some blog posts. So the word is definitely getting out, and we're working with the biking community. As Sean mentioned, too, we've been working closely with PBOT to actually advance some bike safety improvements that have been on the long list of things to do. And so the bike community is really appreciative that we're getting out in advance to address some of those detours and safety concerns.
Good. That's smart. Well done.
That's a great segue, because this project wouldn't be possible without the numerous partnerships that we have. The first and foremost being Portland Parks. From the beginning, this has been a joint effort with Portland Parks. Oaks Bottom is a Portland Parks facility, and the design that we're pursuing is very much a joint effort with them. The Army Corps of Engineers is a key partner. This is the third in a series of projects that we've done with the Corps. The first being in the Columbia Slough back in the early 2000s, more recently in Crystal Springs with the culverts in the Westmoreland Park project. This one's more ambitious and more complicated, so we're really fortunate that we have those lessons learned from the earlier projects to move forward, and we're really confident that this one is going to be just as successful as those. The Corps brings to the table almost $5 million of federal funding to this project. And they are managing the construction contract as well as the public involvement during construction. Because we are so well coordinated with the Corps and with our partners, we are supplementing that public involvement as well to get out there early and to bring all of the tools that we have in our toolbox to the community, recognizing the impact. Our success here sets the stage for yet an even more ambitious partnership with the Corps. We have a $30 million package of five projects in the Willamette that are currently awaiting funding from Congress. So this project will really set that stage for that next bigger package yet to come. Next slide. And that brings us to the value of this project within the overall city as well. Back in the fall, we came to you and declared the first ever salmon sanctuary in Crystal Springs. We had a number of candidate projects and candidate sites. Oaks Bottom was the only site in the Willamette River that we identified. It's a very culturally significant site. We want to work with the Native American tribes to really come up with and refine the criteria that we have to add a cultural significance element to it. We don't know if Oaks will qualify this year. We're going to have to continue to collect data, but when we come back to you in the fall with our Salmon in the City Day, we will definitely bring a lot of great pictures of the construction project and the successes that we anticipate this summer.
So I'd like to speak a bit about the construction contract and then the schedule. The construction contract, as Caitlin mentioned, is managed by the Corps of Engineers, and it's a mentor-protege arrangement that's part of a federal program to increase diversity in contracting. The protege is LKE, which is a small woman-owned business. It's owned by Kim Arion, who BES has worked with in the past successfully on other restoration projects. The mentor is a large civil engineering firm, K&E Excavation. They bring a lot of great experience to the table to be able to deliver this project effectively. In terms of schedule, we will begin tree removal in late February or when water level allows. If we get some high water, that could be delayed a bit. Trees will be reused, as I mentioned, in the wetland for large habitat structures, and the photograph shows some examples of other large habitat structures we've built on Johnson Creek. The main construction is from July 1st to October 31st. The project will be complete entirely by December 31st. There will be a couple months after the trail reopens where the contractor will have some presence out there, but the trail will be open at that time. So the design contract and the ordinance before you today is for the amendment of the city's contract with Tetra Tech. The city managed the design contract, and Tetra Tech completed the design and brought the plans and specs into core format so that those plans could be handed to the core so that the core could manage construction. It's a bit of an unusual arrangement, actually, and we're having great success in partnering with the core, and this amendment allows us to retain Tetra Tech for any necessary engineering during construction, and it ensures that our design engineer has oversight and input in the construction process and really just creates a smoother flow of communication between the Corps, their contractor, their technical staff, and the cities. It does increase the PTE contract by $263,000, but that is included as part of the cost share with the Corps of Engineers. This ordinance is an emergency because the contractor is now mobilizing. All the dates I mentioned for construction are obviously 2018, so we are ramping up quickly. And then this last slide is the total budget for the project. The entire budget as a whole is $8.8 million. The federal share is $4.9 million. The city share is $3.9 million. The construction estimate is $4.6 million. That is part of the $8.8 million. We have an optimal level of confidence for this project. And the pie chart shows the drivers for change, the scope and budget over this 10-year process that it took us to secure a partnership and refine the design. The original budget in the orange on the right is from when design assumed a phased approach for Oaks Bottom. There was a phase one and a phase two. And the phase one was for roughly 24 acres of restored area. As we got into design and started to learn more about the site, we realized it made a lot more sense to combine phases and expand the scope and include almost three times as many acres affected and benefited by the project. So that scope increase on the lower left in the gray represents that work that was done to increase the scope. The blue sector of the pie chart represents our partnering costs with the Corps of Engineers. Partnering requires, you know, some work and required us to comply with Corps of Engineers requirements and entailed a feasibility study and a value engineering study. And it led to a successful partnership that we have now. This process did take 10 years. It was a complicated project, so there's some escalation over those 10 years. And even though it was a long process, I'd like to point out that the city is still saving roughly $2.3 million as compared to if we did the project alone. So the work we did to partner with the Corps is really a benefit. And with that said, I'd like to say we're really excited to be entering the construction phase of this project. I'd like to thank City Council and our partners at Parks and Recreation and the Corps of Engineers for working with us to achieve this milestone, and we're really looking forward to having it complete. We're ready for your questions.
Okay.
It's a great-looking proposal. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
So will salmon be able to return to Oaks Bottom?
Yes.
Yes, that's primarily part of the goal. It's for juvenile salmonids. It's not really adult habitat, but yes.
Okay, for juveniles.
So this type of habitat is considered one of the most limiting factors for salmon in the lower Willamette. So by opening up this habitat and giving them that access, what we do is we just increase their survivability as they go out to the ocean, especially going downstream. It gives them that off-channel refuge. They can seek hiding. It's a great food source for them, so they can rear and grow. So we're excited about what this can do to the overall population of salmon in the Willamette.
Okay. Thanks.
Very good. Call the roll.
Fritz.
This is a great project. Thanks for all your work on it, and thanks, Commissioner Fish. Aye.
Fish.
Caitlin, first, could you email a copy of that last photograph to everybody? I think that.
Which one?
The one of the last on the slide.
On the questions? Sure.
That's one of the most beautiful pictures of Oaks Park. And secondly, I'm going to circulate, if I can find it, an essay that Mike Houck sent us on sort of the history of Oaks Bottom. And there was nothing quite inevitable about this being in its current condition. And there's a wonderful story that a lot of community members were involved with, so I'll circulate that to my colleagues. We're very excited at BES around this partnership, building off of the experience that we had at Crystal Springs. We're also very excited about putting the salmon at the heart of what we do as a bureau. And I look forward to the next time we have an opportunity to celebrate a partner and a urban, I guess we now call it just salmon sanctuary, not urban salmon sanctuary, but the next time we have a chance to spotlight some of our partners and an achievement around salmon sanctuaries. This is core to our work, and we have a wonderful team at BES leading it. Caitlin, thank you for both of your work. Bye.
Thank you. Saltzman?
Yeah, very exciting project, and don't look forward to all the headaches that's going to cause, but in the long term, it's going to be worth it. So a great asset for our city, returning of a great asset to our city. Aye.
Udaly.
Thanks for the presentation. Very exciting. Always nice to see part of our city moving in what feels the right direction. Aye.
Wheeler.
I thought this was a great presentation, and I appreciate your thoughtful approach. Your long-term doggedness, Commissioner Fish. My breath caught a little bit when you said you wanted to forward us a photograph. I was worried it was from the last presentation, the one with the pipes in it.
Same.
So I was grateful to see it's actually the scenic photo showing the Oaks Bottom in all of its glory. And I just want to say I think today is a first. I don't believe I have ever sat in a city council session where not a single member of the public testified.
Yeah.
On any item, which I just will point out is extraordinary. And maybe it's because it's Valentine's Day and people have better things to do. So there you have it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. thank you very much for your hard work on it. And we are adjourned until 2 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, February 15th.
Thank you.